You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Thursday's La Crosse Common Council meeting will have several agenda items, starting with action on multiple property developments that seek to add housing units and commercial space to the city. Other council agenda items include modifying the La Crosse Regional Airport's operating budget to handle a pair of capital projects, funding to repair the roof of the La Crosse Center, setting aside legal funds for the Town of Campbell's incorporation petition, and approving a plat for a subdivision south of the Highways 14, 35, 61 roundabout. One of La Crosse Crosse's public pools will be closed this weekend. The Veterans Memorial Pool will close this Friday through Sunday. According to city officials, the closure is because of staffing shortages. Two other city pools, Northside Community and Erickson, will remain open. Veterans Memorial is scheduled to reopen on Monday when the city can staff the pool. Admission to La Crosse's public pools is $5 per person. You can find out more information on pool hours and scheduled activities on the city's government website. Another candidate for governor has entered the fray. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Bill Barry and a Navy SEAL veteran and business leader has entered the governor's contest. In his announcement, Berrien said his campaign will focus on conservative principles, manufacturing revitalization, and opposition to the current governor's policies. He's the latest Republican to join the primary, alongside Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. Governor Evers hasn't yet said whether he plans to run again.
Voters are split on whether Governor Tony Evers should seek a third term. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The pollsters at Marquette Law School asked Wisconsin voters, do you think Evers should run for a third term? Charles Franklin, director of the poll.
42% say he should seek a third term. 55% say he should not. And 2% say they don't know. Again, a big partisan gap. 93% of Republicans no. 83% of Democrats yes. So that's 15% of Democrats saying no and 1% don't know. But among those independents, the 12% that are purely independent, it's 37% he should run, 50% not, 9% don't know.
Franklin says Evers has a good record among Wisconsinites.
31 polls, his net approval has been positive, and in just 4 polls, net approval negative. So it's a pretty strong record. He remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about.
Democrats are shooting for a trifecta, aiming to take both chambers of the legislature and ensure there's a Democrat in the governor's office next year. Wisconsin is one of 5 states that President Donald Trump won last year that has a Democratic governor and a gubernatorial election in 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The 2026 fall primary is 13 months away, with the gubernatorial election a year from November. UW La Crosse is moving forward with plans to finish work on the Prairie Springs Science Center. The announcement this week came after $194 million was included in the state's biennial budget for the project. With the additional funding, UWL will add 30 new rooms, including classrooms and labs, to the Science Center. About half of UWL's student body is pursuing a degree in science, according to Chancellor James Beebe. All 4 of La Crosse's Democratic legislative members voted to approve the biennial budget last week. For the 3rd straight year, the Universities of Wisconsin system is looking to increase tuition rates for its 4-year campuses. UW schools will raise tuition by 5%, except for Green Bay going up by 4% and River Falls adding 5.8%. The announcement comes after the state's biennial budget provided $256 million in additional funding to UW. After a 10-year freeze on tuition increases, the UW system raised tuition by 5% in 2023 and 3.75% in 2024. The Board of Regents will vote on the tuition increases on Thursday. While the UW system is considering increasing tuition by 5% at all of its campuses this week, a school in Iowa is taking a different approach to attracting undergraduates. The University of Northern Iowa, which is located about 2.5 hours southwest of La Crosse, is offering its in-state tuition rate to any incoming students from Iowa's bordering states, including Wisconsin. The undergraduate tuition rate for this fall at UNI is $10,201, which is $159 cheaper than the proposed increased tuition rate for UW La Crosse this fall. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa Iowa in southwestern Wisconsin will stay open through the summer. The Iowa Department of Transportation said that the existing bridge, which was built in 1931, will stay open for now, but future closures are planned once the summer ends. The Blackhawk Bridge, which spans the Mississippi River from Lansing, Iowa to near DeSoto, Wisconsin, was closed from May 17th until June 9th this year and for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. A replacement bridge is being built and is set to open in 2027. The latest community to add a wheel tax is Onalaska. The Common Council approved a 3-year wheel tax for $25 each year per vehicle kept in the city. The measure passed with a 4-2 vote, and the funds from the wheel tax are tapped for traffic infrastructure. Onalaska city officials said that they are facing a $300,000 shortfall and considered closing facilities such as the Aquatic Center or library or adding a different tax to cover it. The wheel tax will begin on November 1st of this year and run through October 31st, 2028. Officials in two counties are investigating after two people were found dead in Dane County and a third person died after a standoff with law enforcement in Vernon County Tuesday afternoon. A man was sought by the Dane County Sheriff's Office after a man and woman were found dead at a home in the town of Middleton. The suspect fled west on Highway 14 and was later found south of Viroqua, where he took his own life after a standoff, according to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson. Highway 14 was closed in Vernon County for over 3 hours. Federal courts will pursue charges against a Milwaukee County judge accused of helping a man avoid immigration officials. With more, here's Civic Media's Charlie Pittman.
A federal magistrate judge is recommending that criminal charges against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan move forward. Dugan's accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid ICE agents. She faces 2 federal charges, knowingly concealing a person wanted on a federal arrest and obstructing a Department of Homeland Security removal proceeding. Dugan says she's not guilty. She says she was acting in a role as a judge and has immunity for her actions as a judge, saying that the prosecution violates separation of powers. But in a recommendation yesterday, Magistrate Judge Nancy Joseph wrote that a judge's official duties don't shield them from criminal law and denied a motion to dismiss charges against Dugan. Case heads back to U.S. District Judge Lynn Adelman.
A scheduling hearing for Dugan, who has pleaded not guilty, is set for Wednesday. Rain chances return today across the Coulee region. A slight chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon could bring some light rain to the area, with highs in the mid-80s. Rain and storm chances are better tomorrow, where we could see an inch or two of precipitation with more rain falling and thunderstorms. After the rain moves out, we'll have sunny skies and highs in the low to mid-80s this weekend, before heating back up to the upper 80s early next week. We'll have more details at our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! Centurio with his first career walk-off, and he makes a winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their 6th straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee, and after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man, just the culture, man, just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about 2/3 of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun. And there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first 2 installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny to partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms possible with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.